All right, Aaron Plessinger, Spring Creek. Let's go back to the first moto real quick. Just talk me through the dynamic of that battle, because it seemed like you made a charge at Hunter at one point, and then Chase kind of snapped by you, and you had to maybe refocus a little bit.
Yeah, I was right behind Hunter, and I was trying to get him, and I think I just pushed in the wrong places and made just little mistakes that kind of kept me from going by him, and I chose bad lines and this and that, and eventually, you know, Chase got by me and he went right around Hunter, and he was doing this line in the rollers where he would triple in the middle, and man, I was like, you can have that. Like, I'm not gonna do that. So if I would have gotten by Hunter, I think I could have maybe pushed it to second and cruised there. But yeah, I'm still learning where to push and where not to push and what are good lines and what are bad lines. So it kind of sucked how today ended up. You know, second moto, I got a pretty crappy start and I was coming through really nice and just washed the front, back end came around me and got up and was running really, really good laps, and I think I cooked myself because I just couldn't get my heart rate back down. I think I was going too fast to try to even do that. So towards the end of the moto, I kind of slowed it up a little bit what could have been another podium, ended up as a fourth. And I think I've had enough of the fourth overalls this year, because I feel like, you know, if it's if it's not Jason getting fourth overall, it's me getting fourth overall. So it's like, man, I just need to be smarter in more places and push where I need to push and don't push where I don't need to push. So it's just, I need to rewatch the races and learn a little bit and choose my lines a little bit better.
With that crash in the second moto, it happened on that like hip thing. Did it happen going up the face of the hip, or when you landed, or like how did it?
Right when I landed. Okay. I was going right next to Ferrandis and I was planning on, I had a little inside line that kind of hooked around and I passed somebody else there right before, and I was gonna get him. It was just a matter of when, and man, I was riding so good, man. And yeah, I just landed on that off camber, and it wasn't even the front end that pushed. It was the back end that kind of came around, and if you watch, like, they kind of got not a very good shot of it, but you can see me just turn around like this, and it was just unfortunate, yeah. And I wish it would have ended up different, but it is what it is. You live, you learn, and we're on to the next one. It's crazy to me that we only have four rounds left. So it's gonna be a hard push to the end, and I'm gonna do everything that I can to push to third overall in the points, and yeah, man, these guys deserve a win from me. I mean, Chase has been getting all of them, so I need to break out and get one for him.
Last week you talked about bike setup changes a little bit. I think even between motos you said you made a change at Redbud. Did you stick with that same setup then throughout the week and testing this week and then ran it again today, or have you made any more subtle adjustments to it since?
Yeah. We actually, we stuck with Redbud setup here, which I think is a big step in the right direction. But we had to raise the rear quite a bit today. We had to stiffen it. We had to raise it because in the first moto, you know, it was kind of bottoming out, and it still felt good. It stayed straight, but yeah, we just had to stiffen it up and raise it up a little bit, just so I could stay on the bike in the in the uphills. So it's kind of weird for me to say. We had to raise the rear up. So it's a good day when we can do that. Because usually I'm just lowering that thing, and it gets too low. And then now that it's too low and we're raising it and it's still working good, it's in a really, really good spot.
Well, like you said, because you lower it and you even kind of ride back on the bike. Mm-hmm. So raising the rear a little bit today, did you feel a difference in your own style, like the rider triangle, all that kind of?
A little bit, yeah, yeah. I think it just made me be able to get on the front of the bike a little bit more, and then use more of the stroke on the shock. You know, usually I'm like so low that it's like it goes down 3 inches and it's, you know, at the bottom. So it is a good feeling that when they do have the forks stout enough for me to raise the rear end, it's a really good feeling.